This is Twit.
And we have multiple stories this week. And in fact, I thought Clubhouse had kind of peaked, that it was kind of over. But there are multiple stories about new LinkedIn is going to do a Clubhouse. Spotify is bought something called Locker Room.
Locker Room.
Which is a live social media audio app from Betty Labs, which is, by the way, a great name for a company.
Betty Labs is a great name for a company, but Locker Room is a horrible name for a social network. People are naked in locker rooms,
yeah,
right?
And,
I mean,
and
it's like...
And the things they say in locker rooms are the kind of things you might say before an appearance.
I'd name it the sauna.
The sauna.
But you have to consider the origins. Yeah. Wasn't the origins of locker room based on sports?
It was sports. But now they're going to go wider, so I hope Spotify... Yep. Names it something else.
This is my rule that now all social networks do everything that all social networks do.
Oh yes,
done. All do the same thing.
You've mentioned that before,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Which is great news for I think Twitter. I mean, you know, LinkedIn is having one, etc. Everybody's got a Clubhouse clone. I think the company that's going to come out worst in all this is Clubhouse itself. Because people already like their social networks they're on. Think about Spaces, for example, Twitter Spaces.
Yeah.
Every social network is going to have a Clubhouse and a Twitter component, roughly, right? Except for Clubhouse. Clubhouse is the only one that doesn't have a Twitter. Twitter has a Clubhouse, but Clubhouse doesn't have a Twitter.
I'm going to argue with you. I disagree with you. I think that do one thing and do one thing well. And so people will go with the thing that is most native to the platform. And in fact, historically, there's some, you know, Twitter's created Reels to compete with, just as you say, Jeff, to compete with Snapchat and Instagram's stories.
Fleets and Reels.
Fleets. Is that what it is? What's Reels? That's Instagram.
Reels is Instagram's
TikTok. Do you understand my confusion?
Yeah.
But I think you're going to go to TikTok if you want to do TikTok. You're going to go to Clubhouse if you want to do Clubhouse. I feel like people will want to use what's native to the medium, not one social network that does it all.
Right. But, well, there's one issue with that, though. Twitter does something really badly, which is that it has only 280 characters, right? So if people want to express anything that's longer than that, they do Twitter threads, which is a complete failure. It's such a bad kludge. Everybody hates them and nobody follows them. Whereas with Spaces, I think that if somebody has something important to talk about, they want to have a conversation, they can just go directly from a tweet into Spaces and have a longer conversation.
Well, you have the advantage of Twitter being a great promotional medium. So it could say, just as you do with your Substack, you say, go to my Spaces and talk. Jeff, do you think that, because I think Jeff's always been a fan of the thread on Twitter. Will you defend threads?
Yeah, I will, Mike. I mean, it's not Google Plus or anything. But
What is?
Yeah, I think it has the advantage, too, that, well, one thing I've always wanted, Dave Weiner has talked about this for a long time on his blog, every paragraph has a permalink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So in essence, this is the same concept.
He could do that because he designed the platform. That was a feature he designed in. Yeah.
And it's very good.
Yeah.
So in this sense, a thread means that a thought in the middle is directly linkable. I like that about it. I can share just that. Sometimes it takes people to get a little engine revving to get to their point, or there's something really neat in the middle, or I want to respond to just that point in the middle. So I think that threaded forum conversations were a pain. Reply, 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 right? We never figured out threading there. Twitter hasn't figured out threading in the other way, but it added some value to it that has architecturally something that I think does have import for other discussions.
Yeah. Now, that's a good point. I just think that it's really going to be interesting when Twitter gets Spaces in the browser as opposed to just a mobile feature. I think that could really kick it in a high gear. And I also think they have the capacity to do higher volume than other ones. But I don't think any of these are going to, I don't think social audio is going to be the main way most people do social media at all.
So explain Spaces to me.
Is that really worth their effort?
Well, it could be. So Twitter Spaces is basically, they're rapidly building it out. Started out on iOS only, now it's on Android. Essentially what you do is from the mobile device, if you're if you want to launch a space, you basically just hit, you know, start a space. And then the people who follow you can see from their mobile app only. They can't see it from the browser yet. All the spaces of the people that they follow. And then you can just tap to join it. Then you do kind of a an audience member, unless you're promoted to a speaker by the...
What do you do in there?
Right. But what I'm saying is they put this on mobile because that's clearly the priority. Everybody's walking around with those phones in their hands and they cannot put them down for whatever reason, even if it's just to go to the bathroom. So that's why would they even bother with a browser version of this when mobile is the way to go? Because that's just what people want to do.
Well, I think that there are a ton of people who use Twitter in the browser, and they, you know, Spaces doesn't even exist in the browser. I mean, if you're working and you have Twitter, you know, going back and forth to Twitter, of course, I'm talking about journalists. This is what we do all day. Mm-hmm. We're back and forth between doing our actual work and wasting time on Twitter. you know, you need to know who's talking about what, you know, on this other medium. Because if it's just the phone people, you know, the people who primarily use the phones on Twitter is one kind of group of people. And then the people who use a browser or some third party thing or TweetDeck or whatever, that's a different type of user.
Well, yeah, but I go back and forth. Is this space ephemeral? Does it?
Yes.
When I name it, is that it forever, or is it just it for the moment that I do it?
It's ephemeral for now, but they've made noises to say that they're going to allow you to record them. And essentially,
right, but I'm asking something different.
Become a podcast.
That's one of the things with Clubhouse. One of the things with Clubhouse is it is ephemeral. You can't record it. So I think there's a certain freedom people feel with Clubhouse. It's kind of interesting because as a professional broadcaster / podcaster, I would get very tired of hosting events on my phone.
Like, yeah.
You have to hold it. I get tired of listening.
You old fart, you.
Yeah, but I would get very tired. Clearly, it's the most convenient, easiest way to do it. You got a microphone there.
You have a headset.
Yeah, you're ready to go. But I think this is happening already as people get more serious about it and have regular clubhouses and stuff. They move to the desktop. They find ways to, do clubhouses from.
So if you started a space right now, Leo, what would happen, Mike? I would see it. I would see on my Twitter feed.
If people who follow me would see it up at the top there, right?
So at the top there, you'd see that, you know, it's a terrible interface right now, and hopefully they'll fix it. But you see that there's a space, and you see who the host is, and by tapping on it, you get the option then to join it or not join it.
So can we do a space now?
We can't because I don't have spaces. So you long press and compose, and I don't get the spaces as an option. These are reels, though, right? These circles at the top?
Fleets.
It puts them up there with fleets. Reels, which is a terrible interface.
These are fleets.
Those are fleets.
These are fleets. So these are fleets.
The past participle of fart.
Yeah.
we know as much about Twitter as we do about ships, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bow, or is it a prow? So then I see these fleets. Where would the space
be? Show right there as it'd well, the but beginning. It'll be a separate
be
icon.
So this is now saying, oh, do you want to create one of these? No, I don't. So okay, got it. Okay.
So the first three icons there, those would be spaces if people you follow or have current live spaces.
You're exactly right. This is why as you keep adding these features, this is why I say, you know, stick to one thing and become the standard. But as you add these features, now you got to figure out how to jam that in between fleets and tweets. And which means they shouldn't, instead of call it spaces, they should call it speets. But that's another that's another thing for another day. I don't know. I mean,
and you said you don't care for marketing.
If you're going to go with tweets and fleets, you might as well do speets. I feel like when you do a Me Too thing, it's hard to succeed because it feels like it's a Me Too thing for one thing.
But everybody's doing that, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
It's ridiculous now.
Discord just announced, which is hysterical, that they're going to do Clubhouse-like features, even though, as far as I know, Discord really started this because you could do audio Discords, right? Isn't that just the same? They're calling it stage channels. I guess really it's additional moderation features.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I think that this is the thing that Clubhouse has demonstrated is the power of moderation features. So in Clubhouse, you can, as a moderator, you can invite other moderators who then can promote people. And there's a good
culture. And by the way, if you get tired of being a moderator, you can hand it off and say, okay, I'm done, I'm leaving. Which it means a room continue on without you having to be the one and only host.
Right.
They did a lot of things right at Clubhouse. They actually were very clever.
They absolutely did. The thing we learned on Google Plus, because Google Plus, you know, many years ago had Hangouts, right? Back in the day, Hangouts was a feature of Google Plus where you could have video. And what we learned there is what we're going to learn with social audio. There's a minority of people who prefer that medium, and they'll form their own little group, and it'll be like two social networks on one. So on, you know, the Hangouts people on Google Plus were like, that was a small group of people. It's the same thing with the Spaces people. The Spaces people on Twitter are already this like sort of little group that is not fully integrated with the larger Twitter social network. And I think that's it forever. You know, I'm talking like 5%, 7%, 10% maybe of the of Twitter users, of LinkedIn users, whatever, will use this feature, and everybody else will probably completely ignore it.
I do think on Discord it might take off because it's essentially something people are already doing. But now, in fact, if you look at it, it looks just like Clubhouse. You have the stage with the speakers. Yeah. You have an audience. You can raise your hand so that you can say, I'd like to speak. And look, you can even, instead of leave quietly, exit quietly.
Of course. They really
call that an Irish goodbye.
Yeah. When I first started using Clubhouse, I was like, leave quietly. I don't understand. Is there a way to leave noisily? Can I slam the door on the way out?
To hell with all of you. I'm done. I tell you, you feel like you're dead to me.
Just like you slide into somebody's DMs, you're sliding out of their Clubhouse. It's like, okay, bye.
What is in it for the social media influencers to jump on Clubhouse or Spaces?
I think it's another platform you can build a following on, right? And right now, the way it's working on Clubhouse, they usually look at some way to monetize those.
Oh,
there's no
monetization
right now.
Right. That's why I asked.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
I think influencers will want to build their brands and stuff like that. But what one of the things we've learned is that really Clubhouse is really for the talkers. There's some people who just love the sound of their own voice and want to go
they're
on and on.
All
and
on Clubhouse.
And so this is one of the yes. And well, also they're on Spaces too. Believe me. But this is one of the, you know, so I think that in the future, people will innovate. Right now, there's not a whole lot of innovation, but I think like a one-on-one, for example, when when Clubhouse, you know, a couple months ago, when the information revealed new details about Apple's upcoming headset or whatever, I grabbed the guy who wrote that thing and I said, let's go do a Clubhouse. And, you know, within a half an hour after that story broke, we were chatting about it on Clubhouse.
Great. I think that's great.
And we didn't let anybody else talk. Yeah. That was the key. See, right. It was just me grilling him about his story. And then we're done. 30 minutes, we're out. You know, a lot of these spaces go on. I did a space. We had MC Hammer and a bunch of other people on the space. And it's like, I couldn't get out of it. It was, you know, it's 8 hours later. I'm still the only thing holding it there as the moderator, right? Because if I leave, the whole thing closes.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. But I think with some innovation and a little bit of vision, I think some people could really use it to build whatever their brand. If somebody was specializing in, you know, something or other, you get 10 or 20 other people listening to you and, you know, have small groups. I think there's a place for that, but it's never going to be a mass broadcast medium.
I were going to pick a winner, I would say Discourse, because A, they already have the user base. They're already pretty close to that model. And you could, for instance, tie it to your Twitch stream where you can monetize. I just think this is a smart thing for Discord to do because they're adding the features that make Clubhouse work to an existing platform that everybody understands. In fact,
Microsoft buys them and...
Yeah, by the way, apparently that's heating up. At first, we read about it. It was like Discord said, yeah, we talked, but we're not talking now. Apparently, there is now that
days
is heating
later.
Up. I think you're going to hear from Amazon on this because as they run Twitch, and I think Discord and Twitch are a very natural partnership, and I think Amazon is going to be in the bidding. Maybe they'll be too cheap to compete with Microsoft. $10 billion is the current amount of money they're bandying around. I like Discord. I really do. I hope, in a way, I hope Microsoft doesn't buy them. And I could see us doing a Clubhouse on Discord. I wouldn't do it on Clubhouse because it's ephemeral.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know when it's going to be at the right time and stuff. But I think like having a stage and doing an event on Clubhouse would be a really natural. It's kind of like doing this show. You know, it'd be a very natural, easy thing to do. You can, I presume you can record it. If you can't yet, I'm sure you will be able to. Yeah. That's one difference. I mean, Clubhouse really is trying to be ephemeral. You know, just, you know, you have to be there. It's at the time and place. Otherwise,
FOMO.
Yeah. FOMO.com. That's part of it, isn't it? Is the FOMO. Yeah.